Will Farrar, introduce yourself. Say hi. My name's Will.
Up there.
Yeah, pull up. You can get
put
on any
on
of
your
them.
Guitar. Put one on you.
Sure. Put one on there.
Yeah,
throw some headphones on. Yeah, that's good. Will brought his official photographer over his shoulder. We got headphones for him too.
My old man, headphones for the old man.
Yeah, gotta have headphones for the old man.
I call my old man, if he come over, smack me upside the head.
Yeah, I call my old man when he's not around.
Yeah. You don't do it to his face.
Yeah, you can't do it when he's in the room. You want us to hit him?
You want us to leave? He wants to embarrass him, give him a beating in front of us. We'll leave. You want to give him a beating?
If you
want to
beat him in front of the entire world, you can beat him right on that camera right there. If you want, we'll hold him.
I'll give you old man.
Yeah. Who you calling old? Yeah, there's a point where dad's strength comes into play.
You get chased up the stairs once in your lifetime, and you don't
old
say,
man, yeah,
put you right in line.
You know, dad's got dad's strength.
Uh-huh.
You got dad's strength yet?
Yeah.
Do you have dad's strength?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not a dad. And I haven't. You see, you kind of almost are dad.
Uh-huh.
You kind of inherited dadness.
I
was wondering if you inherit the strength that
carry
comes
myself
with.
Well.
Yeah. By the way, thanks to Pohanka of Salisbury for sponsoring the Retro Drive, and on behalf of the hundreds of charities that Pohanka's donated money to through their Pays It Forward campaign.
Thank you as well. Pohanka.
You see that? That's the power of advertising right there. The power of radio.
We need to have a contest to re-sing that song.
Yeah. Could you play us a little version of that?
All right, ready?
That'll be a good song to warm up to. A little Pohanka.
All right, a little bit. This is Pohanka.
Yeah, this is Pohanka by Will Farrar. Will Ferrari. Pohanka does not sell Ferraris, for the record. But if you
maybe a used car lot, though.
If you really want one bad, I bet you they could find you one.
Maybe in their qualified used car lot.
In the pre-owned lot. They might have one in the pre-owned lot, although I'm really betting against it.
All right, then, Bulldog, bring the Ferrari. We're going
to
need it tonight.
I was supposed to get keys to a Ferrari here in a couple minutes. So I'm not going to need one for Pohanka.
That's after the show. After the show.
All right.
Yeah, if you do well enough.
My baby drives a Pohanka.
Oh, yes, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And with the guitar, too. Yeah.
My baby drives a Nissan from Pohanka.
Oh, see, that's good. See, now he's bringing it to the next level.
Yeah.
Or a Scion or a Toyota or a Mercedes-Benz.
Or Hyundai.
It got you covered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get down here to the Gong Show.
So Will Farrar is here. He's obviously very shy.
Yes.
Hasn't been here in 3 years, maybe two.
Something like that.
When's the last time you were here?
I was down here with Wes Davis and Natalie, his daughter. Let me play a tune.
You know,
I was awfully gracious.
You know, she might be performing tonight. Is she competing?
You've got the list.
She's a hell of a...
No, I know there's a Natalie who's singing a cappella tonight, but I don't think it's Natalie Davis.
Maybe it's Natalie DeHart.
I think it's Natalie. It's Natalie something else. I have to get the list out. But yeah, you're gonna stick around for the Gong Show.
We're thinking about it.
So, Will, tell us about your musical career. You're saying you're talking about off air about getting back on it.
I'm trying to get back into it.
Getting back at it.
Getting out there and playing. Looking for a couple guys maybe to play. Every time I go out there and try and find a band, I end up not feeling. I had a band back in the day, so I'm gonna try and do a little acoustic stuff. Bring the Apple computer with me and make it a little electronically.
I've seen that. That's very good. You know, a guy named Keller Williams, he does a whole looping thing, and it sounds like a whole band playing. It's unbelievable. He plays all kinds of instruments.
What happened in the good old days, the one-man band, put the drum on the back, you know, cymbals in the knees.
See that sometimes.
Yeah.
That'd be a great gong show.
You still see that sometimes.
You see that on 9th Street in Ocean City the summer.
Yeah, you see that in the boardwalk all the time.
Yeah.
I don't care the boardwalk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How many freaks up there?
I'm not that talented, but I might.
What do you do for a living?
IT director, IT guy, computer man.
This is cool. It's like a show sponsored by IT guys.
Yeah, it is. It's an IT day. Yeah. It's computer day.
So when the computer, you know, when it goes down, we're good.
So can we call you personally?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Do you do side gigs?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? All right. Do you build your own webpage?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm out here plugging today.
I just got
a new website.
Go ahead, plug
it.
It's
willfarrar.net, F-A-R-R-A-R.
Yeah. You got to see Will's page.
I did.
Will says, I threw that thing up overnight.
That's impressive.
Mike, the last time I threw up overnight, I was sick for like 3 days.
I know. That's because you had one too many drinks.
Yeah, but for most people, computers, they drive them nuts. And for you, it's what you do.
Comes naturally.
And you think it's just easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
And you studied them for years.
No.
You're self-taught.
If you consider sitting in my room till 4 in the morning, then figuring out a way to make my mom not make me go to school because I had been up the night before.
And now you make a living doing
it. Yeah, now I make a living doing it.
Okay, so...
For all the ladies in the neighborhood who are yelling at my mom about how letting me stay home from school with pink eye and whatever other things we could come up with at the time. Yeah.
So,
I got a job.
So, Mac or Windows?
I used to be a Windows guy, and I can't diss it because it keeps me in business, but I've moved over to Apple, and I'm taking everybody I know with me.
Okay, so you would know. You'd be the perfect guy to ask. And then I got to bust out a quick commercial or two.
Nice.
Why Mac over Windows?
It's based off the Linux. It's
That means nothing to me.
Yeah, you don't get viruses when you go to the sites that he was talking about earlier.
Is that because there's less people using it?
Absolutely.
So once you promote more people to the Mac,
not necessarily.
You now are going to create more viruses. So maybe you should keep it to yourself. Keep it on the DL.
Not necessarily. It's one of those things where the people attack Microsoft. They attack the businesses. A lot of businesses are not going to move to Apple. You can get the upper people to move to Apple, but all the software is built.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, they are coming down.
You get what you pay for.
Well, I know how much it would be for me to go to Mac just as a mobile DJ. I can't imagine as a big corporation. I can't even imagine.
I couldn't switch the whole corporation over. Nobody's got money like
that. Right.
Especially once you've bought, 300 Dell computers.
Right.
You can go back. But right. I tell you what, I love them. I don't have an iPad yet. That's my next. I've been eyeing them up.
Yeah?
Yeah. These Droid tablets that just came out. I've got this new Droid phone, and I'm in love with
it. Okay, so that was my next question. Droid or iPhone, then?
Droid. Go with the Droid X.
Go with the Droid, but then go with the Mac if you're going with the computer, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
All right, see? Now we
learned. If I was getting a wristwatch, would you recommend a Casio or a Timex?
Movado.
There you have it. All right. Quick break, and we'll come back with Will Farrar live in the studio.
Right.
Dude, you never know what we're going to learn today.
And now it's time for the Best of Rock Report with Marla.
Queen guitarist Brian May has confirmed that the long-awaited biography of singer Freddie Mercury will be shot this year, starring Sacha Baron Cohen. And it's just one part of an action-filled year for the band. The team is preparing a shoot for later this year and a release in the autumn of 2012. Other projects include a movie version of the band's musical We Will Rock You, a gallery expedition of earlier memorabilia to be called Stormtroopers and Stilettos, and a set of remastered albums to mark the band's 40th anniversary. Meanwhile, a book of memories about Mercury, who died in 1991, is also set for publication later this year. Bohemian Rhapsody is authorized by the band and written by Robin Dunford, who presents commentary from the band members, friends, family, and lifelong fans. Publisher Rock and Roll Books have stated that some of the money made from the sales will be donated to the Mercury Phoenix Trust.
That's your Best of Rock report, only on the Best of Rock. Worldwide at iReRadio.com. Ocean 98.
Bethany Blues, now with two great locations to serve you. Bethany Blues in Bethany Beach and now in Lewis. All you can eat ribs and barbecue will be moving to Sundays to satisfy your appetite for the best barbecue on Delmarva. Both Bethany Blues locations are now offering all you can eat ribs and barbecue. And we're dropping the price. Now only $14.99. Bethany Blues. www.bethanyblues.com.
Every Thursday, come enjoy Steak Night at Bethany Blues with your choice of steak at great value and $5 off bottles of wine.
My name's Bob Miller, and I'm an associate broker with the Mark Fritchley Group Condominium Realty. We are the most successful real estate company on the beach. Now is the best time I've seen in my 30-year career to buy homes. From Ocean City to Berlin, we have 350 properties on the market, from mobiles to mansions. Now is the time. If you're ready, give me a call. My numbers are 410-524-6400 or 410-251-7469. Bring a check and I'll find you home.
Ocean City's best ice cold margaritas. Fabulous sizzling steak, chicken, and shrimp fajitas. It's all at La Hacienda Mexican Food and Spirits, serving your favorite Mexican dinners, such as the locals' favorite La Hacienda's famous Neptune burrito. A scrumptious seafood burrito. Tonight is taco night. Our delicious tacos are only $1.25 today, starting at 5 o'clock.
La Hacienda opens at 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
www.oclahacienda.com, 80th Street and Coastal Highway.
Enjoy happy hour drink specials from 5 until 7.
WOCM Selbyville, Georgetown, Lewis. Now it's time for another live in-studio performance. Live Licks at 6 is brought to you by Secrets in Ocean City. Watch and listen live at iReRadio.com. Live Licks at 6 with BK, only on the Best of Rock. Ocean 98.
Now we're getting all official. What's up, Matt?
How you doing?
Matt, Will.
What's going on, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, he's a big fan.
All right.
He's
They're coming up. They're knocking the doors down.
He's got preparations to make for the gong show tonight.
All right.
You
lighting yourself on fire or anything like that? I heard that was not allowed.
You are not allowed to light yourself on fire. You're not allowed to use any livestock, and you're not allowed to break any laws.
No livestock.
Yeah.
This is Ocean City.
Well, yeah. Health department doesn't like that when you bring animals into a restaurant. It's a bar. It's
Keep
not cool.
them out of there.
Yeah. Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Originals or covers today?
I'm going to do some originals.
Will Farrar featured on Live Licks at 6 today. Log on to iReRadio.com, and you can watch the show as I adjust a camera for Will's people watching. There you go.
Everybody out there in iReRadio land.
It's Ocean 98, the best of rock. Will, it's all you.
All right. I'm going to start out my song, Energy Feel. All right. Wake up's 3:11 again. Guess it's no coincidence. It's the fifth night in a row. Wake up with a tune in my head. Guess it's just my consciousness weighing on my bones. Yeah, all I'll ever be and all my childhood dreams, they manifest for me. So let's put down the hate, strike up a song, should have been in peace all along. You know my eyes touch all I see with all my love and energy this world gives to me. Cause I believe in me, and I believe in you.
Weeknights at 6. It's Live Licks at 6. 60 minutes of the best of rock in concert and live studio performances from the area's best. Live Licks is brought to you by Secrets on the Web at www.seacrets.com. Live Licks at 6, only on the best of rock, Ocean 98.
What was he asking me to be?
He wants you to fetch and chase with him.
I got that. That is what it's called. It's called fetch and chase.
Uh-huh.
So, how big was it?
Oh! Right. Well, but, I'm going to slap it to scale, see what it weighs.
Hey, I caught a fish once.
How big was it?
Well, the one-armed man said it was this big. Oh, geez. I think we sounded just a bit like the Rude Awakening show there for a moment. Will Farrar in the studio for Live Licks. Will, Energy Field, the Energy Field Network. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Energy Field Network. Will.
Energy Field. Let me tell you about Energy Field in general, because the guys from Girl Lincoln's call me Energy Field. That's my name to
them.
That's
your nickname?
Yeah, that's my name to them, at least.
It's a long guys nickname, out there. Energy Field.
Yeah. I think you need a new nickname, like EF maybe.
Hutton?
You know what? That's a good idea.
Or maybe just
was that the investment broker, E.F. Hutton?
Maybe just just Energy, though. Wouldn't that be a cool
energy?
Name? Dude, hey, what's your name? Energy.
Yeah.
Nobody's going
to
say.
I wouldn't talk to you again.
Really?
What's your name? Energy. All right, later, dude.
Well, you know what? It depends on your on your.
That's how you come off with the energy. What's your name? Energy, man. What's up?
What's up, man? It's Energy, dude. Yeah. Right. Not a problem with that.
Second time I met you, first and last.
Yeah, I got you on that.
So that's the name of one of my bands back in the day.
Energy Field.
Yeah, me and my buddy Mikey Jones started about 9 years ago, something like that, when we started playing. He was a guitar player. He passed away last February.
Condolences on that.
2 Februarys ago, so I'm back out, starting to play again. Haven't been doing it, but my Energy Field Network, so... Basically, when something had, you know, the Energy Field band's gone now, so I was like, I got to use that name. I put too much time and effort in that logo up there.
Right.
So I moved it over to this paranormal website, because I've always been interested in paranormal stuff, man. Ghosts, UFOs.
So do you believe in ghosts?
Stuff like that. I believe in spirits. I believe...
No. Answer the question. Do you absolutely. Believe in ghosts?
Yeah. In ghosts, yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily ghosts, but I believe in spirits and the spirit
like
world.
Scooby-Doo style ghosts, or like...
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Just checking.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we can figure out.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy who owned my house before me, he's definitely hanging out sometimes.
You've been watching Poltergeist too much.
He is definitely hanging out sometimes.
Is it an Indian burial ground?
He just definitely is hanging out. I think he enjoyed his time at the beach.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to stay here?
Right. Yeah. And he passed away, and he had a nice beach house, and he didn't feel like leaving.
The house I'm in now,
and
the
we're
the
happy
owner
to have him.
Passed away on the toilet.
At really?
Yeah. Most people that go there won't even use that bathroom.
How ironic that we talk about
Elvis
this today,
style.
And today is the anniversary of the invention of the toilet.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's also
full circle here at Happy
Hour.
It's always full circle.
Where did you get that useful knowledge today?
Yeah. Ironically enough.
Thomas Crapper.
Yes, Thomas.
That's his real name.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on this date specifically that, where did I have that information?
It was probably on a survey brought to you by Charmin.
Yeah, I had that information here somewhere about Thomas Crapper.
Probably one of those websites I get that information.
Anniversary of his death or
but it's
or
a
the
true fact
the
that
toilet.
Over in the house now, he passed away in the toilet and people will not use it.
Now, will they not use it because they feel that because they know the story and you told them, hey,
yeah,
they don't want to
sit there where a dead guy sat, I guess.
Well,
I
wasn't so something paranormal.
I don't mind to sit down there.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like that's what killed him, is it?
Who knows?
You're not sitting there in the toilet.
It wasn't documented. We don't know. Maybe something came out of that toilet and killed him.
Did he eat something bad?
Oh, no.
Jeez.
I'm just giving you facts. You're asking, I don't know the backstory.
I mean, I've heard some people make
the guy died in the crapper. That's all I know.
I've heard some people made some noises. As a matter of fact, last time Big Al Reno and I went to Atlantic City, there was a guy.
Heard someone dying in the bathroom?
Yeah, I think
it smelled like he died. I can tell you that right. I was on the ferry is where I was at. Well, that guy should go.
Let's move on with this conversation. All right. Well,
that's energyfieldnetwork.com. My post website. I post articles up there about paranormal stuff. And believe it or not, I get a lot of hits. There's a lot of people interested
in this. I believe it.
5 million last year?
I believe it. So are you some kind of freaky ghost man or no?
No.
You watch that stupid show on Discovery where they're walking around with flashlights? That's fake.
I think that they've been caught doing stuff so much that it's really brought the whole thing down. People who are like in the paranormal world,
you seem way too much. He seems way too...
On another note that's completely off there, I think the American Picker guys are gay.
Wait a minute.
No, one of them are.
I'm losing control
of
this show.
Hold on. One of them are gay. The guy who's the taller one is gay.
They ride around in a van together. They both got to be gay.
The guy, it's nothing wrong with
it.
I'm
not saying there's wrong with it.
Absolutely. You got to throw that. It's 2011. I got to throw that. Nothing wrong with it.
I saw that Seinfeld episode.
Nobody gets that excited about looking at Rusty. It's the crap.
He's about to turn it around for triple.
He never makes any money. He's like, picked for $50, sold for $75. Well, you drove your van there and lost $20 in fuel.
People that are driving out for the Gong Show that's coming up tonight, don't worry. These men won't be on stage tonight, neither one of them. But they'll probably be in the audience, so be looking for them. I got to say that Will is much too sane to be having such a paranormal conversation.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm interested in it. It just
seems to me to be something for weird people, but maybe not.
Do you keep a straight jacket at the house?
No, I'm a weird
just in case
person,
you freak out?
How many cats do you own?
Oh, God.
Oh, I got a cat. Watch it.
You went to my website.
No, I didn't.
You post pictures of your cats in little outfits and stuff?
How many cats
not
do
outfits.
You own? Do you own a bunch of cats?
Nine?
Nine?
Do you really? Never mind. You're not too sane to have this conversation. Continue on, Mr. Paranormal.
You know
next.
Yeah. I think I'll go with my conspiracy song next called New World Order.
All right. There's Will Farrar on Ocean 98's Live Licks.
At 6.
That's right.
This is definitely one thing I take seriously. The police state being made here in America. Is resistance futile? This is where we separate the mice from the men. Luxury of time is over. They're bringing that new world order in. The emperor stands naked while the executioner's well fed and he's well hid. And somewhere our father sold us. Somewhere back around the bend. Now they're gone, my friends. We don't want your new world order. And you can keep your twisted and gay. And we're coming. Now rich men hold secret meetings where they decide who rise and who will fall. And when Bilderberg's done their bidding, better believe someone will lose it all. Your eyes on the strings, me a smoking things. We don't want your new world order. And you can keep your holy state. Yeah. And we're coming. Some strength in numbers, and your numbers up this time. It's time for overdrive. Mainstream media is telling us all lies every day. Turn off your TV, TV, TV. Please turn on your mind. 'Cause we don't want no new world order. emperor stands naked. Never been a more better time to win.
It's Live Licks at 6, only on the Best of Rock, Ocean 98.
Here's your entertainment connection for Thursday, January 27th. Secrets, 49th Street on the Bay presents the first annual Ocean 98 Gong Show at DJ Wax. The Steerin Tavern off a racetrack road in Ocean Pines presents the Tim Cyphers Duo. At Oasis Bar and Grill in Whaleyville features DJ Skip Dixon. That's your entertainment connection for Thursday, January 27th on a station that brings you the best of rock, Ocean 98.
Marshall Auctions is excited to announce an extraordinary opportunity to own waterfront property. 7,810 square foot waterfront home situated on 9.1 acres located at 6842 Brushbuck Lane, Berlin, Maryland. This assignee sale is scheduled for this Saturday, January 29th at 11 a.m. The assignee sale will be on site at 6842 Brushbuck Lane. Don't miss out on this opportunity. For more information, Marshall Auctions.
Harborside Bar and Grill, a local's favorite and home of the original fresh-squeezed Orange Crush. Featuring live entertainment and a full menu served till 1:30 a.m. Dine at the bar or on the deck with views of the harbor. So if you're coming straight from the office, right off the boat, or out of the kitchen, Harborside Bar and Grill is the place for you in West Ocean City and worldwide at ocharborside.com.
Weeknights at 6, it's Live Licks at 6, 60 minutes of the best of rock in concert and live studio performances from the area's best. Live Licks is brought to you by Secrets on the web at www.seacrets.com. Live Licks at 6, only on the best of rock, Ocean 98.
Yeah, I'm in attendance, by the way.
Yes.
Roll call for the Ocean 98 Gong Show is happening right now. Staff roll call. Big Al Reno?
In. Here.
Present.
Present.
Present, please. BK?
Present.
Present. Will?
Present.
Will's dad?
Will's old man? Present. All right.
I like how he dropped one on us there. Yeah. So, Will, tell us some more weird stories.
Oh, man.
You got lots of them.
Was it conspiracy theory?
That song there about the New World Order? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you're a big fan of Jesse Ventura.
I mean, I do like his show, but I just think
thermite paint.
Yeah, exactly. Thermite.
Thermite paint is what they put in the trade centers.
What?
When it blew up.
Jesse Ventura is a jerk.
Jesse the Body. He's a conspiracy theory guy.
Oh, he's got his own show. It's actually been canceled. But yeah.
Wasn't he a governor?
Yes, governor.
Isn't he still the governor?
Once you're a governor, you're always a governor. No. He's former governor of Minnesota.
Okay.
He lives half his life in, or Mexico, half his time in Mexico, like, and yeah, he lives here. And he's actually now suing the TSA because they patted him down. He has a metal hip, and they wouldn't give him the one, so he's now suing the TSA.
Oh.
Ventura's a jerk.
Jesse the Body. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you a fan, Will, or no?
I like the show, and I mean, the guy comes off like a total jerk.
We're here at Area 51. He's won't let us in. Like,
I'm trying to knock the door down at HARP.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But there's a reason you're allowed to be there, because you're governors give you a right to go into all these crazy places.
Right.
I mean, I'm one of those people that think, look, there's banking cartels that control everything that happened.
There's what?
There's banking cartels that control what happened, you know, here in the world. It's been like that since I was born, since everybody was born. It's probably going to
be the Illuminati, then. You're being an Illuminati fan.
Nah, not necessarily. No? I'm sure I'm into it, but in some way.
I'm sure I'm into it, but I don't know yet.
Believe me, I've read about it like 300 times.
Yeah, you're a big UFO guy, aren't you?
I like to read about them. Yeah. I like to see.
Have you seen one?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
All right. If you saw one, would you think it's real?
I would think it's probably something that we have here.
Yeah.
There's
certain things you don't need to know about.
I think that we have a lot of technology that.
If you knew about everything, this place would go crazy.
Yeah. So
exactly. We're on need-to-know basis.
Yeah, I think that's well. I think you just said it well there. There's a lot of technology going on that you probably don't know about. Yeah.
For sure. You don't need to.
Yeah.
What was that little flash of light in the sky? Oh, that was my grandmother.
Yeah. All right. Ready to play another one? You said you're putting an album together? You finishing up an album, a five-year project?
Five, 10-year project. Right. I was writing songs a long time ago and just kind of, I always say, I'm going to do it. And I've got all the tracks now. I just need to sing the songs and finish a couple drum tracks on one. I got a buddy who does drum tracks, not trying. I do the rest of the instruments.
Well, if you ever need help, Big Al Reno is an excellent percussionist.
Really?
Yeah.
No. His name is Will Farrar. He's at willfarrar.net. I'm sorry. You are an excellent percussionist?
I'm excellent at everything I do.
Oh, sorry. He is excellent at picking playoff games, I'll tell you that.
7-3.
Take you.
Against the spread.
Yeah.
That's right. Pay me.
Very strong.
Taking money.
Pay me.
From BK.
Willfarrar.net.
FARRAR.net. My new website, I just put that up last couple nights.
Yeah.
Just to come in here, have something to plug. And I'm also going to plug, I want to plug my buddy Mikey I was talking about earlier, scholarship fund. If you go to my willfarrar.net, you can get on there, and down at the bottom, you could donate if you wanted to. This guy was an awesome guitar player. You can hear his music off of the website.
What's that webpage? Let's plug that one.
MikeyJonesMemorial.com.
MikeyJonesMemorial.com.
Yeah.
Two E's.
Two E's.
Okay, good. Hey, and that's always good to plug. Yeah, it's very,
it's
very
important.
It's
a great website. You go out there and you can donate. I don't have the link.
Donate to what? What does it go to?
Loyola University in New Orleans. He went to New Orleans. He lived around here, lived in Chestertown, lived in Ocean City, lived everywhere around. And went to New Orleans, fell in love down there, and just loved the city. So the school down there, he had just graduated when he passed away. So we wanted to do some sort of scholarship.
That's good. Are you giving back to the right place?
Yeah, I see over there looking at my doodles.
Are these all your own drawings here?
Yeah, if you look at my
website. Like a Family Guy, it looks like a little bit there?
Yeah, you just take a look at that. That's my
sorry, you like the Redskins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, our apologies about that.
We're sad season ticket holders. We just got the bill. I tell you what, Daniel Schneider does not hesitate sending that bill.
No, he doesn't.
First of the month when it comes.
No, he likes to collect money.
No shame whatsoever in that was, organization.
I almost hit the dump button when he said no shame.
The only shame he has is the team he puts on the field.
All right, Will, play us another one. It's Will Farrar on Live Licks at 6 today.
All right. I call this anti-gravity. I guess that could be the propulsion for a UFO one day, maybe. That does sound kind of a...
Maybe someday.
Yeah. I wonder what it's about, though. Time has come. Oh, the winds are changing. Winds are changing. And all of those lies, you know, time to listen, better listen closely, we're gonna be replayed. Give me some of that anti-gravity, wanna feel the world flowing through me. I think it's time we raised our frequency, build a better life. Build a better life. Shifted near. Oh, the signs are blatant. Signs are blatant. And all of those skies, you know, they're all painted. They're all painted with sunsets to see. Oh, I wasted on TV, but I had a good time. Tell me who's right when everybody's screaming, my side's right. Time to make up your mind. It's time to wake up your faith. Wake it up. You know it's time to listen. Better listen closely. We're gonna be replaced. Give me some of that anti-gravity. Wanna feel the world flowing through me. Think it's time we raised our frequency. Build a better life.
I can feel the change inside of me. I think it's time we save humanity. Build a better life. Build a better life.
Weeknights at 6. It's Live Licks at 6. 60 minutes of the best of rock in concert and live studio performances from the area's best. Live Licks is brought to you by Secrets on the Web at www.seacrets.com. Live Licks at 6, only on the best of rock. Ocean 98.
Tonight's the Ocean 98 Gong Show. The buzz has started.
Uh-huh.
Gong. They want to hear the gong.
Yes, they do. Hit the gong, please.
I don't have the gong in here.
Maybe
but I
should.
I did hit the gong yesterday.
The gong?
We should have the gong in here. I agree.
Definitely be up here. Yeah. My old man can play the gong percussion.
Yes.
Can you play the gong?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, he says
his energy level's outstanding.
I know.
He's calm down.
Your old man is getting out of control there.
Yeah, if he keeps acting up like this, we're going to have to step outside.
Is he driving or are you driving?
I'm driving.
All right. Well, you got to calm him down. If he drinks another one of those. Is he drinking?
They're vitamin water.
You might want to actually get him to start drinking.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
Loosen him up.
He's kicking it.
Hey, you guys going to hang out and enjoy the gong show?
I think we're going to stick around for a little bit.
You
I mean,
sure?
I can't. This is beginning to come. That's a event downstairs. I tell you what.
That's right. The Morley Hall is going to be rocking tonight for the gong show.
What about freak shows?
Mm-hmm. There's going to be some freaky stuff going on
there's
in there.
Some juggling.
Yeah. I would say tonight, of all nights, tonight's one night you can really get away with it. I'd walk around with the guitar.
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd just walk around with it.
Yeah.
I'd be the crazy UFO guy walking around with a guitar.
Just walk around with it. Be like, and when they ask you who you are, just say, "You'll see."
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
One day.
Good way to pick up chicks tonight at the gong show.
You do not want to miss the first of anything.
Yeah.
Tonight being the first gong show.
That's
You're
right.
So right about that.
That's right. Who do you like in the Super Bowl there, Will? Big Al Reno over there, he's a big Steelers fan. Yeah. If that helps your
taking
pick.
Taking Pittsburgh.
There we go.
You're taking Pittsburgh?
Taking
I'm going Green Bay all the way. Just
to
go
really?
Get just go against
just
him.
Just to piss me off.
You're
that's the only reason.
On it, right?
Quite frankly, it's the only reason I'm picking Green Bay. Yeah. I don't think they'll win unless Aaron Rodgers has a game of his life, but I want to piss him off.
Any given Sunday. Possibly could have.
That's right. Any given Sunday. That's right. Or
we've all
given,
seen that crappy movie we
yeah,
know.
Any given Thursday.
Yeah.
Any given Thursday I might have a cocktail.
See, we could make a movie.
We could.
Well, I'm on your tab tonight.
Yeah, I know you won the coin with the dime. Who flips dimes?
I flipped a dime earlier, and I'm on the tab.
Hobos
and kids. They're up here drinking out-of-date Bud Light.
There you go.
I'm sitting here drinking 2009 Bud Lights.
Man.
What's the born-on date over
easy,
there?
Easy, easy, Will. Easy, Will.
Let it have it, Will.
Easy, Will.
I would get myself a
easy, Will. I only can
ice
hit
cold
the, Will.
Coors Light.
Will, World's I can only hit the dump button. I can only hit the dump button so many times. Man, jeez. Well, on that note, just play us one more.
One more and get us out of here.
Play
we got to get downstairs to the gong show.
I can't stay for everybody.
Will,
I can't stay. I got to get down to the gong show.
Will Farrar. We got at least time for two more from Will Farrar. Farrar.
.net.
Right?
Got it. .net.
I thought I was going to spell it wrong. I almost spelled Ferrari right there.
You should get in the spelling bee.
I should.
I'll
That was a good spell.
I'll be your sponsor.
Thank you. Like, I have to wear your clothes, or you're going to pay for my entry?
Yeah, you wear the BigAlReno.com jacket.
Cool. All right. Will, take it away. It's Ocean 98's Live Licks at 6.
All right. I'll play Loser. Got two more?
Two more!
All right, I'll play one. Father saying to me, stand up for what you believe. Join the chorus and sing with me. Start a life of happiness, not illusion. I know this world seems confusing.
carefree. Start a life of happiness, not illusion. From the watchtower, empowered me, but I'm grounded to reality. I'm stuck in my seat, and all those false idols I long to be, well, they're slowly leaving me. Am I leaving myself? Stand up for what I believe. It's time. Join the chorus and sing with me. Start a life of happiness, not illusion. I know this world seems confusing. Lay back, enjoy the breeze. Best things in life, they're free. Start a life of happiness, not illusion. Funny what I can't remember back when I was a kid.
It's Live Licks at 6. 60 minutes of the best of rock in concert and live studio performances from the area's best. Live Licks is brought to you by Secrets on the Web at www.seacrets.com. Live Licks at 6, only on the best of rock. Ocean 98.
Will Farrar live in the studio with us. Will, what's the title of the CD going to be?
I was going to have an anti-gravity, but I'm gonna do Energy Field now. I'm going to name it Energy Field after my old band and my old buddies and my friends. So.
And the song.
Yeah.
And the title.
The title track.
The title track from the Energy Field release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have a logo for it already?
Yeah.
Going with the Energy Field logo?
The E. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going with the E.
It's kind of spacey. It's kind of there.
I'm feeling a little bit spacey right now. I'm getting ready for this gong show tonight.
Why does it make you feel spacey?
I feel like I've got to be a little bit spacey.
Well, let's go. Let's
have
weird.
You ever?
Let's
have you
get
ever,
weird.
Have you ever? That's what I'm saying. The Gong Show is a weird show.
You guys are going to put Dave Attell to shame. Like you, if you're not here, you need to get down here tonight. Yeah.
Ironically enough, I've seen Dave Attell.
We just saw him last weekend.
I just saw the Antisocial Network with Jim Norton.
Where did you see it?
At the Borgata.
What day?
We went Saturday.
What show?
I went to the first one, early show.
We were at the same show.
Nice. I was kind of,
We weren't at the first show.
We were at the late show.
Oh, yeah, we kind of got shuffled out of there. I tell you what,
Your show ran long, dude. It's because you guys were dragging your feet. It took us forever to get in there. Well, I lost an extra 75 on the blackjack table because of your ass.
What, were the people trying to push you out the door at the end of the day?
No. They were trying to get up there, and then you had to buy an $8 Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah. Just to keep going.
I did not buy one Red Bull and vodka.
You bought
for
$17 of them.
That is not true.
Yeah,
it can get expensive, but yeah, it was a good show.
Excellent.
It was excellent. It's funny you were there. We were there.
Go Burke.
I enjoyed Dave Attell. It seemed like the crowd wasn't enjoying him, but I really enjoyed
it. The late show, the crowd definitely enjoyed Dave Attell.
I think the later it is, the better Dave Attell's
always
comedy
go
is.
To the late
you,
show.
You always got to go to the late show.
Always go to the late show.
The comedians were tuned up. The one guy was about to fall over.
I love him. Yeah. Brewer's out of control.
Is Jim Brewer the one who...
told the story about his grandfather?
Was he the guy who was the bald guy?
No,
that was Bill Burr.
That's Bill Burr.
Bill Burr told some funny jokes. Bill Burr told some
And that poor guy that wore the Argyle sweater.
Oh, jeez. Well, Bill Burr told some jokes, and then he started telling jokes about the tragedy in Arizona.
Oh, God.
And because if you look at them on paper, the two guys, they kind of did have a resemblance.
No, Jim Norton did that joke.
And then he talked about how that.
Yeah, he was the bald guy.
That's going to get him.
Yeah, Jim Norton wasn't loaded up. He hasn't drank.
Yeah, never
He's
mind.
Hilarious.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. Yeah, it was a good show.
Borgata's, if you got a place to go, Borgata's a fun place to go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I went last weekend. It wasn't so fun.
Well, if you lost $75 just before you came in.
Yeah, well.
Well, you would have been happy with that.
I would have been really happy with the $75 loss last Saturday, to be honest with you.
My condolences.
Thank you.
Yeah. We won a couple $100 on the Price is Right machine.
Everybody wins on that damn Price is Right machine.
And they only got three there because everybody wins. There's four. There's four in the whole place.
Yeah, that's why they call it gambling, because everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Why the damn casinos are so nice.
Why they build big buildings in the sandbox
out
there.
And bookies are making so little money.
You ever hear a bookie going out of business because he's broke? That's a bad year. Yeah, I don't tell you.
Never coming to pick me up the Geo Metro or anything like that. Usually it's the Ferraris. So where's the Ferrari keys? Are they really coming?
The Ferrari keys, I just got a text message, are being delivered to the stage at about 7:30.
Yeah.
Right there at Showtime. Right. So,
donuts in the parking lot.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. WillFerrari.net.
I'm going to take out on the beach. See how she handles the sand.
Yeah, and you have that HD camera, so you will be able to get some good video of you driving his Ferrari.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bulldog's Ferrari.
Okay.
Bulldog's the general manager here at the radio station. Yeah.
So if I wreck it, you guys are in
the
trouble?
Host of the Rude Awakening.
No, if you wreck it, you're in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not in trouble. We're not going to wreck it. I won't even sit in it.
I don't even like looking at it.
Yeah, he asked me if I wanted to ride one day. I said, no, I'll take the bus.
What color is it?
This is the, sick part, actually. No, this is the sick part. Which one?
Yeah.
<It's>, I love saying that. That is
real.
The sick part.
Yeah.
All right, Will, take us out of here with one more.
All right.
It's Will Farrar, and it's Live Licks at 6, proudly sponsored tonight by Secrets, which is a great place for what, Big Al Reno?
The gonk.
The
Gong Show will be taking place at 7:30 in the Morley Hall. Get here early because it's going to fill up and it's going to be a must-see event.
Will Farrar, Ocean 98, the best of rock.
Step inside, come on. The way of the world gonna fall off your shoulders. Stuck in the middle, there's no place to be. Are you living with someone you know can't see that you're beautiful inside? You got everything they need. Oh, pack up your things and repeat after me. Scream, I can't stay. Those habits, swear it's not me, and you're miserable inside. You lost sight of your dreams, so open your eyes and repeat after me. Scream, I've got to get out of here. Oh, there's gonna be more to life than this. I need to release. It's now or never. Friends about that bruise on your cheek, and you know he's dead or wrong, and he's never gonna change. Oh, open your eyes, how about you rearrange? Scream, I've got to get out of here. There's gonna be more to life than this. I need to release these fears. It's now or never. See you at the Gong Show.